USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Medical experts encouraged by relatively low COVID numbers, some places though seeing a spike. Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha telling CBS News yesterday where he sees cause for concern.
New England, which is very well vaccinated, I think is going to do okay. Midwest, Great Plains states, a lot of places with low vaccination rates, I'm more worried.
Utah, one of those states reporting more COVID cases. Over 1,600 new cases reported yesterday and 11 deaths. Over 350 school-aged children among the new cases. Former President Trump holding a rally in Iowa tonight. This will be his first rally in Iowa since the 2020 election. The visit to Des Moines comes days after a new poll shows he's more popular now than when he left office. The Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll shows Trump's approval rating at 53%. That's his highest mark ever in the poll. That same poll finds President Biden's approval rating much lower at 37%. This is USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
President Biden putting a positive spin on what economists call a weak jobs report. The Labor Department announcing yesterday 194,000 jobs added in September. Analysts expecting 500,000 new jobs. Biden, though, focusing on the good news.
Unemployment for Hispanic workers was down, and the unemployment rate for African Americans fell almost a full percent. And it's now below 8% for the first time in 17 months.
When Biden took office, the unemployment rate overall was 6.3%. It's now down to 4.8%. Better, but still worse than the 3.5% we had in February 2020 before the pandemic. Damage to an oil pipeline off the California coast could go back a ways. At least 126,000 gallons have spilled since the line ruptured last week, 3 miles off Newport Beach. The Coast Guard announcing yesterday an investigation finds the line was intact in October 2020. Investigators say they'll use that as their starting point to determine if there was any other damage leading up to last week's incident. They say they're fairly certain an anchor from a large vessel hit the pipeline's concrete casing and dragged the pipeline over 100 feet. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Three national parks getting a boost from the president. Wendy King has the details.
President Biden has restored lands in three national monuments. All three were rolled back by former President Trump. The orders restore and even add land to the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalate Mountains in Utah and Northeast Canyons and Seamounts National Monument in New England. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Chicago police making some changes. Here's Tim Berg.
Maggie Hickey, a police watchdog and independent monitor, says she's encouraged by the Chicago Police Department's most recent efforts at reform, though she noted in a report released Friday that just over half of about 500 reforms required under a federal consent decree have been carried out even partially. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown discusses some of the department's reform efforts.
Revising Chicago Police Department's suite of use of force policies multiple times based on extensive dialogue with the community. 2, increasing the number of mandatory annual training hours from in-service officers from 0 prior to the consent decree to now 40 hours.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Beatles fans today marking what would have been John Lennon's 81st birthday. Paul McCartney and George Harrison among those paying tribute on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.